When the Democratic National Convention kicked off last night in Philadelphia, the party rolled out an all-star cast that included Al Franken, Sarah Silverman, Bernie Sanders, and Michelle Obama. And they all had messages of unity, but there was also a bit of conflict going on. As we've been hearing this morning, nearly every mention of Hillary Clinton was met by cheers, followed by boos, and then chants of a different name. Did you hear it? A little bit of Bernie. Well, David High was there with the Washington State delegation, and he joins us now. Hi, David.
Hi, Emily.
What did you see yesterday?
It was a tense day for our delegation, which some delegates tell me is more sharply divided than it's been between the Bernie delegates and the Hillary delegates. We were right there on the floor when you heard that audio when the convention started, and it was a pretty rowdy start. The Bernie supporters were really active. In the very beginning, almost any speaker who even mentioned Hillary Clinton got booed, and any speaker who mentioned her pick for Vice President Tim Kaine definitely got booed. Sometimes the speakers were completely drowned out. But all of that tension sort of culminated when Bernie Sanders came on to speak at the end of the night.
We need leadership which brings our people together and makes us stronger, not leadership which insults Latinos and Mexicans, insults Muslims and women, and seeks to divide us up.
And Bernie Sanders said, of course, Hillary Clinton represents that leadership.
So basically what he was saying is that Democrats need to unite to defeat Donald Trump. How did our delegates react to his speech?
Well, some of our delegates have been saying they love Bernie, but he lost, and now it's time to back Hillary Clinton.
You know, the folks that are here in Philadelphia for the Sanders campaign are some of the most hardcore supporters of Bernie Sanders. They have put their lives into this. And frankly, it's a little bit of a grieving process. And I think we need to understand and respect that. I'm a Bernie delegate, and I will be casting my vote for Hillary Clinton in the fall. I hope other Bernie people get there. But right now, it's a little fresh. And hopefully, you know, we can move past this.
That's Noelle Frame. She's a Sanders delegate and also a Washington State legislator.
How did Hillary Clinton supporters react?
Hillary Clinton supporters from our state also expressed hurt feelings to us yesterday. They're kind of taken aback by some of the anger that's being expressed towards Hillary Clinton, like the booing almost any time her name was mentioned. They say, look, we would have backed their candidate. There were even reports that Bernie Sanders supporters from California's delegation were chanting, lock her up, which was, of course, echoed what we heard from the Republicans in Cleveland. But Hillary supporters told me that despite that, they heard a different outcome last night.
I think that I heard the party coming together. As the night went on, we were more and more, you know, chanting with one voice. And I think Bernie's speech tonight, when he said, you know, plain and simple, any reasonable observer will see that Hillary Clinton is the better choice of these two, is going to help bring more people behind our nominee.
And that's Noah Ahn. He's a UW student, a delegate, and a Hillary Clinton supporter. But the hardcore Sanders folks from Washington State are not ready to hear it.
I understand why he did it. I understand that the risk is great. I understand the fears of Donald Trump. But I came for a political revolution.
That's Nick Wabianathan, and he expressed what a lot of the the Bernie Sanders folks were saying after the speech.
And I see that Donald Trump last night sent out a tweet that said, sad to watch Bernie Sanders abandon his revolution. Do you think that he has?
I don't know. I mean, last night when he told them, in the afternoon when he told them to support Hillary Clinton, he got booed. And one delegate told us, look, this is the people's revolution. They see it as their responsibility to carry it forward. And at this point, not Bernie's.
Thanks for the update, David.
Thanks, Emily.
KUOW is in Philadelphia for the Democratic National Convention. If you have questions about the convention or questions for our delegates, send an email to newsroom@kuow.org.